Chapter 4. Again he began to teach them at the lakeside, but such a huge crowd gathered round him that he got into a boat on the water and sat there. The whole crowd were at the lakeside on land. He began to teach many things in parables, and in the course of his teaching he said to them, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. Now it happened that as he sowed, some fell on the edge of the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it found little soil, and at once sprang up, because there was no depth of soil. And when the sun came up, it was scorched, and not having any roots, it withered away. Some fell into thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it produced no crop. And some fell into rich soil, grew tall and strong, and produced a good crop. The yield was 30, 60, even 100-fold. And he said, "Anyone who has ears for listening should listen." When he was alone, those who were around him, together with the 12, asked what the parables meant. He told them, "To you is granted the secret of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, everything comes in parables, so that they may look and look, but never see, listen and listen, but never understand, to avoid changing their ways and being forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? Then how will you understand any of the parables? What the sower is sowing is the word. Those on the edge of the path, where the word is sown, are people who, whenever they hear the word, Satan at once comes and carries away the word that was sown in them. Similarly, those who are sown on rocky ground are people who, whenever they hear the word, welcome it at once with joy. But they have no root in themselves and do not endure. Should some trial come, or some persecution on account of the word, at once they fall away. Others are those who are sown in thorns. These have heard the word, but the worries of the world, the lure of riches, and all the other passions come in to choke the word, and so it yields nothing. And there are those who are sown in rich soil. They hear the word and accept it and yield a harvest, 30 and 60 and 100-fold. He also said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under the measuring tub or under the bed? Surely to be put on the lampstand. For there is nothing hidden except to be disclosed, nothing kept secret except to be brought to light. Anyone who has ears for listening should listen." He also said to them, "Take care how you listen. The standard you use will be used for you, and more will be given to you. Anyone who has will be given more. Anyone who has not will be deprived even of what he has." He also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. It is as if a man should scatter seed on the earth. Night and day, while he sleeps, when he is awake, the seed sprouts and grows. How, he does not know. Of its own accord, the earth produces first the shoot, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the crop is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because harvest time has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? What parable can we find for it? It is like a mustard seed, which at the time of its sowing on the earth is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet once it is sown, it grows up and becomes the biggest shrub of all and puts out big branches so that the birds of the air nest in its shade." Using many parables like these, he spoke the word to them, so far as they were capable of understanding it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything to his disciples on their own. On that day, when it was getting late, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him, just as he was, in the boat. And there were other boats with him. Then a great squall of wind occurred, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that it was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. They woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are lost?" And waking up, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Quiet now, be silent." And the wind dropped, and there was a dead calm. Then he said to them, "Why are you so cowardly? Have you still no faith?" They were overcome with awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him.